Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Yaakov ben Esther Sarah, Sarah Esther, and for Chana Rezel, Smirim Rivka. They should both have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'ase yideihem. We're going to be basing this year on the Sefer Harei Kedem, Simen Reish Yud Gimel, Yisod Takanas Purim Deprozim U'Mukafim Choma. And the Yisod of the Takan of Purim of the Prazim, those who read in the unwalled cities on the 14th, and the Mukafin Choma, those who read on the 15th. Says the Ramban at the beginning of Megillah, brought in the Ran at the beginning of Megillah, Umashi Shaninu, that we learned, Krachama Mukafin Choma Mimos Yoshua Binun, Karim Betesov, Kvarim Bayaris Gedolos Biudalid, the Krachim that are walled from the time of Yoshua Binun, read on the 15th. The Kfarim and the big cities are reading on the 14th. Ani tamei meod. I'm wondering quite a bit. Ma ro al kocha umagi aleihem, using the lashon of the Megillah. What was going on? What possessed the holy sages? Lasis Yisrael agudos b'mitzvah. What compelled the rabbis to make the Jews into different groups? That some should keep yadalot, some should keep tesvav. When I looked in the psukim, then I understood very well. Because it's very clear that at the time of this miracle, the Jews had already been remembered, and they had already gone up to Eretz Yisrael with the permission of Koresh, and they had already settled in their cities. And when Ahasuerus commanded to destroy, to kill, and to liquidate the Jews, the Prazim and Ayaros that didn't have a wall were in a great danger, even greater than that of the Mukafim, because they were in danger from the Gentiles, because their cities were exposed, were unwalled. Ukshinasa Hanes Asukulam Yom Noach Umishtev Simcha. And when the miracle happened, they all made a day of resting and a day of partying. Vishal Shushan Asogam Kenny Machos Hanes Shalahem, and Shushan also made it the day after their miracle. Vizehaya Bishnas Hanes Bilvad. And that was only the year of the actual miracle. But afterwards, in the future years, the Prazim got up and they were knowing for themselves to make Yudalit a day of Simcha Mishtan Yomtiv, Ava Mukafim lo asu klum, l'fisha haya hanes gadol b'prazim. But the Mukafim didn't do anything. They didn't make a holiday afterwards, because the nace was only big in the prison. There, it was a significant nace. Fayalema sakana yoser, and there they had an extra danger. Okay, the Parisha says, I explain. Achar zman, achar sheher kadosh baruch ha'inayim, umot susmach man ha'toiro, amad mordechai ubayiz dinoi, ro dvarim shel prozim shoraya nace zet, lasis lezecha ledoiris. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lightened their eyes, and they found a pasuk in the Torah. So Mordechai and his Beis Din stood up and they said that anybody in an unwalled city must make a memory for this nes for all the generations. Kavu osa kol Yisrael shekulam hayu b'safek. And they established it on all of the Jewish people that all of them were in danger. And it was fitting to be makdim first to make the prazim and then the mukafim, because the nes of the prazim preceded that of the mukafim. They started themselves making it a kavu yamtiv. So what happened was, the first year everybody partied. The Prazim, and they rested on the 14th. The Mukafin and the day rested on the 15th. Future years, the Prazim made their own holiday, and the Mukafin didn't do anything. And then Mordechai and his Beis Din found the Smach Man HaTorah, and they made a decree that everybody's going to be celebrating Purim, but the people in the Prazim, their miracle was bigger. And they also started tchila to make for themselves a yamtiv. B'fikach kavu yamtiv shel prazim b'yoman v'shihei miyuchad lam v'shem mukafin kavu b'yom noach shel shushan. Therefore, they made separate days because they were separate level of miracles. They made the day of the prazim and the day that they rested, and the day of the mukafin and they rested because they were two differing levels of nes. So the Ramban holds that what's the Ikar Yomtiv? The Ikar Yomtiv is Yodalit. And this Ikar Yomtiv was only Nitkan for the Prazim. That was the bigger miracle. The only thing is that the Ramban writes that Bizman Hanes, the Jewish people were in Eretz Yisrael and only the Prazim were in Sekana and the Mukafim weren't so much in Sekana. That is a wonder from a Rashi in Meseches Ksubis and Chofei Amidays. In Dibra Maschil Lo Kulu Salig, Rashi there says Ruba Nisha Ruba Bavel. So Rashi says that the Rov was still in Bavel. So it's Tamua what the Ramban says, that many of the Jewish people had already made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Like the Ramban says, the Fishu Dabar Barashim is Manashal Nezek, Kfar Nifkadu Yisrael, V'alu La'aretz, Barishyan Karach, V'nisiyashu Barayim. The Ramban is saying that the Jewish people in there en masse came to Eretz Yisrael. And the Jews in Eretz Yisrael and the unwalled cities were in great danger. But we see from Rashi, anyway, not like that. The Ran was already Tomei on the Ramban. Look in the Rambam in the first paragraph of Megillah Halacha Hey that writes, Shushan habira afal pishloisam mukefes chom abimei Yoshua bin Nun karon b'chamishasar shebohoya hanes. Shushan habira, even though it was not walled from the time of Yoshua bin Nun, they still read on the 15th because that's where the nes happened. Why did the rabbis make the kvius of the day dependent on the times of Yehoshua? See, that's walled in the time of Yehoshua bin Nun. Could they lach look kavod l'Eretz Yisrael in order to give kavod to the land of Israel? That was destroyed at that time. In order that those people of walled cities in the time of Yoshua bin Nun should read like the people in Shushan, and they're going to be considered walled. That's our way of giving kavod to Eretz Yisrael, the time of Yoshua bin Nun, when the Jewish people captured Eretz Yisrael. From the fact that the Rambam writes that it's to give kavod to Eretz Yisrael that they should read on Tesvav, and it's considered as if they're Krachan Hamukafim Choma, even though at the time of the Nes Purim maybe they weren't Krachan Hamukafim Choma, but since the time of Yoshua bin Nun they were, that gives them the status of reading on the 15th. So that would seem to indicate that the Rambam holds that the 15th is the Ikar of Purim, and the 14th is Tufel. The 14th is only secondary ancillary to the 5th, to the Maila of the 15th. And Kumtois, Mir Haben Agresim Achlekes, so Vision Nem Ramban and the Ramban, that the Rambam holds that the Ikar Yamtiv is Tesvov, and the Sheet of the Ramban is that the Ikar Yamtiv is Yodalid. That's where the main Nes was, Yodalid, and the Rambam holds is Tesvov. Now it's an interesting machlokas. Not everybody knows this. The Rambam in the first paragraph of Megillah Halacha Yud, with respect to a Ben Ir, a city dweller who went to a krach, to a walled city, the opinion of the Rambam is that everything goes after his machshava, where he wants to be, bizman hakriya. In the place where he is, in other words, we have a ben krach who went to a city. It depends on his machshava and yudalit. What is his machshava and yudalit? And a ben ir that went to a krach, it's taloi in where is his machshava? Where does he want to be? Antesvav, that's koveya. Person's normally lives in a walled city, but he went to an unwalled city, so it depends where he intends to be on the day of the 14th. And if he's a person who normally lives in an unwalled city and he went to a walled city, so now it all depends on where he wants to be on Tesvav, and that's going to determine when he reads. Look in the Magen Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah. We'll explain that that's the sheet of the Rambam, like the sheet of Rashi, and the Rambam is Cholik on the Rosh, who holds that you go after the Alos HaShachar of the 14th, both the Prazim and the Mukafim, and not your Machshava, based on where you are. And it would seem that the Rambam is Lishitaso, because since he holds that Tesvav is the Iker, you can't tell me that the Kvius of Yadalid is going to be Koveya for Tesvav. And therefore, Rambam holds that to be Koveya Shem Mukaf is Tuller in Tesvav and not in Yadalid. Persons in a walled city, what is going to determine when he reads is where he intends to be on Tesvav. And the Rambam can say that because he holds Tesvav is Iker. However, the Rosh, maybe he holds, like the Ramban, that Yudalit is Iker, and therefore everything is Talui in where he is on Yudalit. And based on the Ramban, it would seem al derech hadrush that we can give a reason for Matanot le'evyonim. Because from the Seder of the Psukim it would appear that when Mordechai was mitaken, that the Mukafim Choma have to read, he was mitaken for them also the Matanos Le'evyonim, which was not decreed earlier. Look very well in the Psukim. So why is it that he made the Mukafim Choma decree together with the Mukafim Choma decree together with the Matanos Levionim decree, which was later, as we saw in the Ramban? Because the Yisod Takanas Kriyas HaMegillah B'Mukafim is because we can't be Mechalik Klal Yisrael, and the Takan of Purim has to be Chal and all of Klal Yisrael Kish Echad. And if part of Klal Yisrael in the present are B'Sakana, the other ones who are Mukaf Choma are also included in the Sakana, even though it's a much lesser Sakana, but they're also just as the Sakana of the present, those in the Mukaf Choma are also considered Sakana. And therefore, even the Arim that are Mukaf Choma are also Chayiv in Simchas Purim. And the Emes, that itself, is also Machayiv in the mitzvah of Matanis Levionim. Because whenever it says in the Torah the mitzvah of tzedakah, it says your brother, kiyom chachicha, etc. Umimela, since all of the Jewish people are nidonim keguf echad, they are all chayiv in mitzvah tzedakah and matanis levionim zelazeh, just like they all had the same fate and they were all in the same sakana. So why, when we were attacking for Mukaf Mechoma to read, we were also attacking Matanis Levionim? Because it's really one and the same. We were attacking that the Mukaf Mechoma have to read, even though Yudalit is the Iker, but the Mukaf Mechoma are also reading, because we don't want to be Mechalik Lai, so if the Prozim had a Grace of Sakana, so the Mukaf Mechoma also have to read in memory of the Nais. So Matanis Levionim as well, Matanis Levionim, it's that the idea is that you're feeling brotherhood with the other Jews. So Memela, just like the Mukaf Mechoma have to read, so too there has to be a Takana for all of Klal Yisrael of Matanos Le'Evyonim. It's a very beautiful Mahalach of Rav Soloveitchik. And now we are going to continue in the Sefer HaRei Kedem in Simen Reish Yudalit. Rambam writes in the first parak of Hilchas Megillah and Halacha Aleph. Kriyas HaMegillah b'smanim et tzeses amidivrei sofim v'advarim yiduim shitakonis neviim. The Kriyas HaMegillah in its proper time is a positive mitzvah amidivrei sofrim, and it's well known that it's a takonis neviim. So we have to understand the Rambam. What is the nafkamina that it is takonis neviim? And it's mashma that it's more chamor when the takana is made by a navi, because when a takana is made by a navi, then it is a chiyuv gomer midivrei kabbalah. And so right, the gedolei achronim look in the Torah and Hamad base, that's safek megillah, we go lechumra. And so in all divrei kabbalah we go besafek lechumra. However, look in the Rambam in the third paragraph of Hilchos Chanukah, Halacha Gimel writes, v'hadlakas haneiros behem mitzvah midivrei sofrim kekriyas hamegillah, that lighting neiros is a mitzvah midivrei sofrim, just like reading the Megillah is. So it's mashma that hadlakas neiros Chanukah have the same chomer as kriyas hamegillah, even though neiros Chanukah are not midivrei kabbalah, they're not midivrei navi. So it's muchach, not like the gedolei haachronim. Who hold that the takana of Kriyas HaMegillah is so chamor, because if we're comparing it to Chanukah, so Chanukah doesn't have the status of Divrei Kabbalah, and since we're comparing Megillah to Chanukah, then neither does Megillah. And if that's the case, then Divrei Kabbalah we can also go to Kula. In Kriyas HaMegillah we can also go to Kula. And the emes is that Rabbeinu Reb Chaim Halevi al Rambam, that's a sefer, but he himself was just Reb Chaim Halevi. He says that there's no chilek between Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Sofrim, and in both we go Lekula. And in explaining the Rambam, he writes about Dvarim Yiduim, that it's Takanas Neviim. The explanation is that's why the Rambam doesn't write the Maisa of Purim like the Maisa of Chanukah. Rambam goes through the history of Chanukah. What does the Rambam need to tell us? Because it's not written in the Kisvei HaKodesh. The Purim is written in the Kisvei HaKodesh. So in the Mela, the Rambam doesn't have to tell us what happened. There was this bad guy named Haman. Sorry, when I say Haman, I feel like I have to make noise. And he wanted to decimate the Jews, etc., etc. The Rambam doesn't tell us that because it's already written. It's in the Tekanos Neviim. It's in the Navi. So Be'ikar Divrei Rambam that he writes that Vadvarim Yiduim Shitakanas Neviim. So indeed Takanas Mikra Megillah Shtait in Sifrei Neviim in Torah Shebichsav, but Lechora the Etzem Takanas Purim is a Takana Midivrei Sofrim Uvetaras Chachmei Yisrael Ubeizdin in Hagadol. In that status of Chachmei Yisrael Ubeizdin in Hagadol, this decree was made. And Mordechai, who was Michachmei Sanhedrin, people agreed with him. And the decree came from there, from just the rabbinic. Just it was written in the Megillah. That's lechora. However, in the lashon of the Rambam, it seems that it's more than just a divrei sofrim, but rather it has a chalos bifnei atzma of takanas hanavim. They were metaking kriyas haMegillah b'taras neviim. Like we see in the Gemara in Megillah, Yad Alam and Aleph, Memches Neviim Mishev Neviyos Andu Yisrael Velo Pachsu. They were 48 Neviim, 7 Neviyos. Who served the Jewish people? They didn't add, they didn't subtract anything except for Chule Mikra Megillah. So you see that it's Mitaris Neviim that they were attacking Mikra Megillah. Look also in the Rambam and the Sakdama to the Minyan Amitzis who writes of Olim Hosef Beis Dinim Navi Sheyabo Sador Abrasus Manderach Takana. If the Beis Din with a Navi were mitaken in that time, Derech Takana. So that's the Takana of Purim. That it's a Beis Din with the Navi. So the question is, what if you have a Machlokes between the Neviim and the Beis Din HaGadol? With respect to some sort of takana, who wins? The Neviim win, or the Beis Din HaGadol win? And what about a Navi who doesn't have smicha? Can he be attacking takanas b'taras Navi? even though he doesn't have the status of a chacham, he doesn't have smicha. Maybe he can still be mitakim Torah's Navi or no. Even if he doesn't have smicha. So now we can be miyashev, what requires greater understanding in the Megillus Esther. How does it say in the Megillah that you may purim elu'avri mitochayudim zichon lo'yisuf mizarum? In other words, takanas purim is never going to be batal, like the Rambam passes in the Fichas Megillah. We see at the beginning of Masechet Megillah, Daf Vav Zamed Aleph, but that it's not shayach to move out takanas mikra Megillah is because ein beizin yochal about to livrei beizin chavero elim kein gadol mimenu b'chachmo v'minyin. If that's the case, that the love after Tchias HaMesim, they're going to be great Chachamim in Torah and Minyan, greater than the Anshei Knesset HaGadol at that time. So they can be Mevatel Mikra Megillah. That is the Rambam say that Yimei Purim Lo Yevatelu. You see in the Gemara Megillah and Daf Beis Amud Aleph that you can't be Mevatel Mikra Megillah because you need a greater Beis Din, but that blessed love, we're going to have a greater Beis Din. So it would seem, based on what we said, that these Takanos are midivrei sofrim, but their chalos is b'toros takanos nevim. Again, not that necessarily you're going l'chumra, but they still have that special unique status of takanos nevim. And therefore takanos nevim, which are included in Kisvei HaKodesh, are preferable than all nevuahs that their nevuah wasn't written down. Now, in the future, we're not going to have nevuahs that are written down. And memeli yemei purim lo yavri mitoch hayudim zichron l'yasef l'zarim, because takanas purim that was mitzukan al yidei hanevim v'nichtav l'doros is better than a takana that was not written. So, blessed love, you're right, we might have a great gishmak of Beis Din, and very, very strong, very, very wise, and gadol b'chachmo v'minyan from what we had at the time of Mordechai in the Purim story, but they're not going to have it written in the Navi. Megillah is a Memela. Megillah is forever. Maybe that's what the Rambam means when he says, "Kol Sifrei Anaviim v'chol Haksuvim Asidim libata limos haMashiach chutz meMegillas Esther." Harei kaim es kachamish shechem sheitaro kechasul taro shebal peh she'enan b'teilim leolam. All Sifrei Anaviim and all Haksuvim are going to be bata limos haMashiach except from Megillas Esther. It's going to be forever, like chamish shechem sheitaro. And like the halachas of Torah Shebal Peh, that are not batal forever. That since Megillah is not going to be batal, and the ksiva of the Megillah is l'doros olam, therefore the chomer of the halachas that are written in the Megillah are also l'olam, like the chomer of nevuah that is ksuva v'chasuma, that is not going to be batal l'olam. And that's why the Rambam here explained. Rambam tells us that Purim is forever, and he tells us that it's called Sifrei Anaviim, that Megillas Esther is not going to be batal. The reason Megillas Esther, Purim is eternal, is because Megillas Esther is not going to be batal, because it has the status of being written down in the Sifrei Nevuah, which gives it a unique status. So, Mitzvah. You should all be Zoche, Lumo, Lulam, Elishma, Las, Okam, Skoda, Rizam, Teros, Hava, and to the Kiyom, the Pasuk, Yehudim, Haisa, Ora, Simcha, Sasim, Vikar, Kainti, Elano, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest of all.